Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. If you're just tuning in and haven't heard about the show, or if you're tuning in again because you love this show, it is all about Christian independent artists, their testimonies, and their powerful music. You can listen to Rock the Flock on the FM airways of 89.7 WJHO. Also, you can go online at 897WJHO.org. And if you're techie and like to use your phone or like to use your screen in your car and you can get apps on it, you can download the Radio Alabama app. Inside that app, you'll find WJHO, and you'll also find the podcast for this show. If you don't have that, you can go to Spotify to find the podcast. Just simply look up Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in. This week, a very special man of God joins the show, Mr. Andrew McDonald. You won't want to miss his testimony, what he brings from the Bible to us, and a beautiful song, a brand new song that he's sharing with the Rock the Flock family. So we welcome you in, Brother Andrew, as this show keeps growing and growing. God bless each one of you who are part of it and all of those who are to come. Sit back and enjoy the show. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, I'm very honored, as we said, off air, because I feel like this is going to be a very special interview. I can already know this is a godly man coming to this show, so you better buckle up and get ready. Mr. Andrew McDonald, thank you for being a part of this just amazing thing that's going on right now.
Well, thank you, Greg, and thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for having me here. Really excited about it.
Well, I am too, because we have a lot of artists listening all over the country. They're independent artists. There are a few labeled artists on the show that wanted to be a part of it, but it's You know, it's an opportunity to share what God has done with you in your life, your music ministry, and then all the other good stuff he's filled your heart with. So let's just begin. And who is Mr. Andrew McDonald?
Well, first and foremost, he's a person of purpose, mm-hmm. and driven by his personal mission to create a better world for God. And that's really what got me to this place. It's been a fascinating journey. I never expected or planned to be writing music like I'm writing. But God obviously did have a plan. And this is very much about, you know, about what he has done in my life and just sort of put me in this place. So I'm married, have a wife, 35 years, three sons. I'm almost a lifelong New Englander, but lived around and, you know, had a business career, then moved into education. And then most recently have been working with a faith-based organization. And that's been, and then the music came just about a couple of years ago.
Now, where are you calling in from today?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay.
Just outside of Boston.
All right. So we have a northerner on the line.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably a little cooler up here than where you are, for sure.
Yes, sir. I don't know about today. We moved from almost 80 to Alabama weather. You know, we're 80 degrees. And then tonight, we're going to plummet below freezing.
Oh, wow. That is a big difference.
Yes, sir. So we get that all the time. And we had some really, really bad tornadoes through the state last week, and there were a couple of lives lost, one only a few miles down the road. And that's why I just want people to understand through this whole show here, that's what this is all about. Just to, you know, there's storms, there's all kind of things that happen in life. And like you said, I know your journey in life. And if you were to tell all about it, we'd take 2 hours up, just like I would if I told my whole story. It'd be 2 hours. But you wouldn't be sitting there, and I wouldn't be sitting here today if it weren't for some of those trials, some of those storms that God shaped and molded us to who we are today. And I think it is totally awesome that, like you said, you've gone through the business world, you've gone through education, now you're in a faith-based ministry. And then God said, I don't care how old you are, you're going to play, and you're going to sing, and you're going to worship me.
So it worked. Yep. And it wasn't a planned journey. I had finished some studies and had some time on my hands. I was studying for my doctorate. I finished that and purposely said, okay, I need to take a break here. And, you know, my brother had started picking up the piano, and I thought, you know what? I played the guitar when I was younger. Yeah, I'm going to start playing the guitar again. And, you know, struggled with it like everybody. But then, you know, all of a sudden I started to be able to play some songs. But I had songs in my head. And I said, gee, I think I could actually write some of these myself. And first song I wrote was for a song for my sister for her wedding called To Have and To Hold. And that led to an album by the same name. And it was a concept album, Lifelong Journey, the journey of lifelong love. But it was always purposeful in my writing. It wasn't just writing a bunch of love songs. I had to have a sense of purpose to it. And during that journey, our music director at our church was starting a contemporary music band. And I was a cantor, and I said, geez, you know, it might be something I'd be interested in. He was looking for help. You know, he's just starting it out. And I had never been exposed to much Christian contemporary music. It only took one or two sessions and rehearsals, and I saw, oh my. And it just flowed. Mm-hmm. And that's what really gave rise to my second album, which is, again, a very purposefully driven album. But yeah, it was always never something that I had planned, but it has been something that has just flowed so naturally. And I love doing it. And I love meeting people like yourself and getting into this sort of space, but also seeing what it does for people. And that's just hard to express.
Yes, sir. And that's my prayer in this, if you want to call it this space, is to be a platform that you and other maybe independent Christian artists don't have. That what God has put on your heart, the music, can be played on this show. So every week, you know, your ministry will be flowing every Sunday night. And just a way to be a, you know, not me, but God through this show to be your voice where others won't. I've had artists that said they have gone to radio station after radio station and no one would play their music. Mm. You know, and it's hard for Christian independent artists. Like I've said before on the show, you play at church. You might be fortunate enough to have a coffee shop in town that will let you play. We have a couple of, here in our town, we have a couple of eating venues that have a bar in them, but they will let you play on their stage, which is an awesome opportunity to go to witness. Mm-hmm. But as an independent Christian artist, there are not that many opportunities to get out and play. And I realized the importance of radio, even as old fashioned as it may sound, being able to play your music over the airways, mm-hmm, is still a viable part of sharing the gospel and the ministry. So
yeah, for sure. And there's so many people that are you know, trying to get their music out there, which is wonderful. But to your point, there's not a lot of places to go to get it out there. You know, there's a lot of artists like myself that have some beautiful music. And so, yeah, you're searching for things like this. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, you didn't know when you said you would do the interview that you automatically signed up to be part of this family, what I'm calling it. It's the Rock the Fox family. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's something that's just, it's growing beyond what I would have ever imagined. So I tell you what, when we come back, I know, like I always say every week, that we've had all these things happen in our lives. We've grown, we've seen, but in all of this, the Lord has spoke to us through his word. So when we come back, I'd love for you to share a Bible verse or a passage, maybe just in this season of life or a season that it's already passed that meant something to you and maybe why you chose it.
Okay.
And I knew I could go totally impromptu on you because, like I said, you've got this covered. All right. You just like, always people can't, we're on Zoom and I see people and I see God, I see the spirit of peace on you. I see the spirit of joy on you. So God bless you for being that infectious and sharing it, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with Mr. Andrew McDonald right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7, if you're streaming online, or if you're on the podcast, I really appreciate you listening. Today, you can get the popcorn, sit back, and enjoy this show because we have an amazing man of God, Mr. Andrew McDonald. Thank you for opening up a little bit. I should say Dr. Andrew McDonald. Yeah, we need to put that in front of it.
Yes.
But you have a scripture or a verse to share with us. Yes, sir.
And this particular one is what I carry in my heart and my mind always. So when anybody asks me something like this, Deuteronomy 6:5, and you heard before, you know, I'm a person of purpose, and my purpose is to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. So hence Deuteronomy 6:5, therefore you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and with your whole being and with your whole strength. And again, in the New Testament, you have Mark 12:30, where Jesus reiterates that, and Matthew 22:37 and Luke 10:27. So, and I basically pray this morning and at night. And that's my focal point.
That's your ammunition for the day.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. When we come back, we're going to talk about your music.
Great.
All right. We'll be right back with Mr. Andrew McDonald right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. And like I like to tell all my guests, I love how we just open up your life. We spill it all over the carpet because we just expose you to the whole family. So why not, when you bring somebody in, why not just tell it all? But you've told us about your life and in the beginning, and you've told us about your music ministry, that you already have one EP out. Mm-hmm. You've how many songs are on that one?
Nine
songs.
Yep.
All right. And how many songs have you written totally?
Just over 20.
Okay.
And then I did a couple of covers as well. But yeah, I've written about 20, and I've got two already to be come out in the next couple of months.
All right. Well, I noticed you play a lot. It's you and your guitar.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody that accompanies you at times, or is it just you and your guitar?
It's so I can play the guitar, but I won't play it. So all of that. I'm the singer songwriter. You know, yes, I can play it enough to craft the song. But yes, I'm better off getting real, really solid guitar players. And so, yeah, I work with a studio locally and whatnot.
Yes, sir. What was your favorite song to write?
Oh, wow. You know, they all have such a meaning to them. That's an interesting one. The one that I'm going to talk about is, I'm going to call, maybe not my, I love the song, but it's the most important song I've ever written. Mm-hmm. But the favorite song, oh, wow, they all have such a fun aspect to it because I like to be creative with it. We Pray was a great one. When You Know was another one. The Search, that blended rock and roll because one of the guitarists that plays, he's heavy into heavy metal. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, let's blend a little bit of that into sort of a combination. And that was really a lot of fun. The Search was a cool song. So yeah, but they all have an aspect of it because I try to learn and do different things with each one.
Now, what would be your favorite song to on stage to perform? If you just had one that say, man, this is one that's going to get everybody going. I have a lot of fun playing it. What song would that be?
I think We Pray is probably the best one because it has a number of, you know, it has some orchestration in there, some strings, and it's just a exciting sort of vibrant, gets you upbeat, and we pray, you know. Yeah, that would be the one I would think that resonates mostly.
Yeah, and that's something we all need to do, pray.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I think you have a song that we're going to play here in just a few minutes. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so come back to Deuteronomy 6:5, love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is the name of the song. I you know, that verse, that scripture means so much to me. And I said, yeah, I just knew I had to write that song. Mm-hmm. So it's called Heart, Soul, Mind, and Strength. And as I said, to me, this is the most important song that I've ever written and may ever write because it is just that. Love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's a real pretty song, and it was enjoyable to write. And that one just kind of flowed out.
Well, as you're flowing out, why don't you just go ahead and intro that song and we'll play it.
Will do. This is Heart, Soul, Mind, and Strength by Andrew McDonald.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. And again, I would just want to say thank you, Lord, for who you bring to the show week after week after week. And this week, like I've said, just a godly man. I would say Mr. Andrew McDonald, but we learned during the show it's Dr. Andrew McDonald, and now I have to really say everything right, pronunciate everything right, and be totally professional on this show.
Oh.
Well, how can our listeners connect with you?
Yeah, YouTube, Andrew McDonald, HSMS, and it's McDonald, MAC, but the HSMS, Heart, Soul, Mind, Strength. And it's the same on Instagram, Andrew McDonald, HSMS, or my website, which is andrew-mcdonald.org.
Well, all right. Before we close it up, can I say a prayer?
Please.
Heavenly Father, come to you, Lord, humbled that you would bring one of your godly servants to this show, Lord, that the wisdom you've placed in him, Lord, your spirit that is flowing through Andrew, Lord, that you will just continue to sustain that. And that, God, that you will protect him, put a hedge of protection around him, Lord, send angels to guard him and his family. God, be with his ministry and flow through his pen, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God bless you and your work. Thank you.
Well, Brother Andrew, thank you for blessing us this week. And, you know, I'm looking forward to everybody getting to listen to your music and, you know, being a part of all of this in your journey.
Thank you.
Well, that's Dr. Andrew McDonald on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897 WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.